And on the line now, I have our arts correspondent, Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Isn't it a gorgeous morning?
It
and
is.
I'm in the graphic studio gallery saying goodbye to a gorgeous buyer who's just been in to buy beautiful pieces here in the graphic studio gallery in Pope Street. I'm at an exhibition by Kate O'Donnell, and it's beautiful and subtle and abstract and gorgeous, and they're Japanese woodcut prints using watercolour or gouache, gouache being a water-based paint as well. Now, I mean, Hugo Hamilton says of this artist, this abstract image contains something deeply human and an expression of energy existing beyond the surface. It seems both static and full of motion, like a living presence. And that really does describe the beauty I'm looking at right now. These images appear unconnected, but they're to my mind's eyes, two ovals appearing like rounded shoulders, and the subtlety of shade and colour blending beautifully together with wonderful texture, allowing the parchment on which they are printed to come shining through. You have to see this. It's gorgeous, John.
Sounds great.
Absolutely beautiful stuff, you know. They bring life to you when you stand there. And McDonough herself grew up in Sligo, and her background would have been that of Yeats and theatre around that time. Her parents were involved. And she began her artistic career as a set designer for theatre. So between the set designing and her travels and everything in Japan, here we have some absolutely gorgeous, beautiful. They're mainly yellows, right? Shades of yellows and creams and light and dark. But there are also a series of smaller pieces in blues and whites. And I personally, I go for the blues and whites. And they're just absolute. They live. They are alive. Subtly swaying images taken from Japanese tradition.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's had great influences there, well, as you say, between her travels and set design and things like that.
Yeah, and as in theatre and Yeats, as she grew up in Sligo, would be a big influence as well. It's a beautiful exhibition. It's on till the 31st of the month. I would come into it. It's a calming. It has a calming effect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not brash, it's not bold, it's like beautiful subtlety, and yeah, it does feel alive.
Yeah, and it sounds relaxing rather than in your face.
It's very relaxing. You can sit here and you'd love one of these pieces in your house. I'd love one of these pieces, that one. I'd love that one there, blue ones with whites and creams and things. Absolutely beautiful. So this repetitive pattern in them, so it's sort of full of texture and colour and gorgeousness. And the other huge, bigger ones are sort of I'm looking at ones like golden and yellow and variations of a theme of yellow in gouache and watercolours on, as I said, Japanese influence.
Yeah, sounds absolutely wonderful. I'll have to look it up. I didn't have time to look it up before we spoke.
Yeah.
You know, so, but always very interesting.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, if you go around the galleries, this is one of the galleries I put on the list to go to. I think you should do all of them. But it's not as easy. You're in Temple Bar. Come up to the arch and go in Cope Street, and you hear this lovely little gem of a graphic studio gallery.
Right.
And it's all using, they have an ethos here that they use the traditional methods of printing.
Okay.
And keeping that alive.
Yeah, and if people are listening and they want to go and visit, do they have to make appointments? Can they just walk in?
No appointments. Press the buzzer, there's a bell. So all you do is press the bell and someone will let you in, you know?
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about the gallery itself. Is it one floor, two floors, or...?
Oh, it's two floors. There's another floor upstairs.
Yeah.
with some of Kate McDonough's and other work. you know, more etchings and different things. There's two floors, and they welcome you with open arms. Come in, have a look, go upstairs, and you see the beauty. Like, I mean, there's different, like, the larger pieces are 1,500, right?
Yeah.
But these gorgeous, beautiful, smaller pieces, lots of red dots coming, 350 unframed.
Okay, and it's an so investment.
If you want a piece of beauty in your home, yeah, that's calming, here you go.
Okay, and it's an investment for the future as well.
But it's always just an investment, yeah, if you're not, if you're collecting the arts, you know. And this would be one on that list. It would be wise to buy one, yeah.
Yeah, and it can be handed down to children, grandchildren.
Totally can be handed down from generation to generation, yeah.
Okay, Barbara, as always, great talking to you, and we'll be talking again next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you next week, yeah.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for that.
No problem, see you then.
Talk to you next week, bye. Yes, that's Barbara Jennings there, and she's over there in the Graphics Arts Studio. And an item of interest here, if you'd be like to see more of how the Graphics Arts Studio works, you can go to Near TV. Near TV have a video up about it, and it's neartv.ie/graphic-studio-vt. That's neartv.ie/graphic-studio-vt. And have a look at that, and thanks to Near TV for that information.